T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, hour 3, rocking and rolling here on a Saturday. Beautiful weather down here in lovely Florida, in Tampa, St. Pete. 86 degrees and sunny. How's it going up there in New England? What's the weather?
Actually, looking out the window, looks like it's brightening up a little bit, maybe.
Oh, good. Good. I do love the fall weather. I don't like winter to start until November. You know, it's let's wait till November. I don't need the early signs of it now. But, it is kind of a long summer. I have to use the AC longer than I thought. But
I'd love to keep it going. The last few days, it's been rainy and
I heard
50-mile-an-hour winds. I think I'm going to have to take my boat out.
Yeah, but I heard that you guys, there was good weather for the Patriots-Giants game, though. Wasn't bad, right?
It was windy. No there. And it was cold.
Okay.
It was the wind chill was chilly, from what I understand, people in the stands, but no rain. They were originally talking about like torrential downpours, and none of it.
So a lot of things on the table here. I want to get one thing non-sports related. I have to tell you, go see The Joker. It is unbelievable. This movie, and with all due respect to the late great Heath Ledger, who literally had his life consumed by this role and unfortunately lost his life not long thereafter the movie came out. This movie, or actually before the movie came out, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
He blows away Heath Ledger. He does.
But Joaquin, it's a little different.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet, no. But okay. My understanding is, Heath Ledger was doing it within sort of the world of
Batman.
Right. And a superhero movie.
Right.
This is more of a character study or whatever you'd call it, in terms of this isn't really a superhero movie. It isn't in that world.
No Batman, no superhero. I will tell it like this to me. It was so you get a true appreciation for Joaquin Phoenix. Now, you remember him. He's had some pretty good roles, like him playing Johnny Cash in Walk the Line.
Yep.
Was really good.
And actually sang, right?
He did.
I believe
he
sang
did.
In that movie, which is the ultimate impressive act to me.
His laugh, the way he mastered this maniacal laugh in this movie is unreal. Like, you just got to see it. Let me tell you something. It's so good that you got to go see it twice. That's how good it is.
Well, you're not going to get that. You'll be lucky if I see it once. But I am planning on seeing it. I also have
two thumbs way up.
I'm doing a quick open of my ESPN.com story, but I have a random thing I'd like to throw out there before we get to the calls. The calls are stacked, by the way. I don't know if you have a little computer down there and you can see these.
Stacked. My computer is up my phone, but yes, go ahead. I got him.
Oh, crap. It's not even on the front page of ESPN. Well, it's all over Twitter right now, and I'm not going to butcher the guy's name, so I'm not going to say his name. But in a marathon, I believe in Germany, but in Europe, first ever sub-2-hour marathon was run, which I don't care whether you've ever run from your couch to your fridge or just in terms of human accomplishment, human advancement, that is just absolutely silly, stupid, whatever you want to call it, that a man can run 26 miles at that pace. And I saw somebody tweet this, and I would tell you the same. I think you have to put your treadmill at like 12.5. Go do that. And then try to imagine doing that for 2 straight hours out on a street somewhere. It's just crazy. It's a tremendous accomplishment. It's like, the sub-4-minute mile and these various things. Mm-hmm. It just proves that we as human beings and as we evolve, it's amazing what can physically be done with this stupid little body of ours if you're committed and good.
The sub-2-hour marathon, that is 26
miles. I was
going to
do it,
miles.
But I figured I'd make all those Kenyans and people feel bad. They are like skinny and built like runners. I'm like a fat, stocky fire hydrant. I didn't want to make them feel bad, so I never did it. When I did my marathon, I took, more than twice that amount of time.
That puts the MLB to shame.
Did you actually run a marathon, though?
A couple of them.
You have?
Yeah.
You did over 26 miles?
You're damn right.
Wow.
Now, I did... over 4 hours as well.
No, I don't care. No. Dude, I don't care about the time. Like, to do a marathon, I don't care if you did half.
I never stopped running.
That's a lot.
That's my
That's a lot.
The pride I took when you're going up all those hills and through.
Yeah.
I never stopped running. I may have slowed significantly, but you see people stopping to walk. I refused.
Were you like one of those guys who at the end was just like, you get the Rocky music behind you and you just, no. You got to get that last leg into it?
I actually felt okay, but the problem is you see the finish line. And then it's sneaky far away. You think, I'm going to kick it and, you know, pass somebody on the way and look good for TV or pictures. And then you realize, son of a
bitch, that.
Technically, that's I only pretty... finished one because the second one, there was a bombing and they closed down the finish line. So,
oh, you ran that? You went in 2013?
We don't need to go down that road. It's different. We can save that for the offseason.
No, but did you really?
Well, that's the only reason. I'll be totally honest with you. The only reason I've run two is because of the bombing didn't allow me to finish the first one. Oh. I wanted the actual act of finishing the marathon.
Yeah. But what was the first one? Was it 2012?
13 and then 13 and 14.
Oh, you did 13. And so you did the year after.
Yes.
Which was, okay.
The huge one where everybody, it was a big deal.
Wow.
I did it for other reasons, too.
What was the other reasons?
Well, I mean, I first did it, I lost my sister to cancer, so I started doing it to raise money for that. And then the second one, my kids were at the finish line and the bombing, and they were afraid of everything. And I wanted to, the whole cliche, you know, you don't let terrorists change the way you live and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to run it again and show you that it's fine and you keep doing things and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's good. You learned something new. That's pretty impressive. I got it.
Well, you look at me and you don't think, that guy's a marathoner.
No, I don't. I don't doubt what you can bench and squat, but marathon, I didn't really think that would be something that you could do. I will say, you run half a marathon. Anyone runs half a marathon, I'm impressed. 13 miles is a lot. That's a lot.
And by the way, if we're going to talk about this, the hardest part of the marathon has nothing to do with when you're in April. It's when you're in December, January, February, March, and you're doing all those stupid training runs. You're running 20 miles when no one's cheering and no one's watching. That's the hardest part of the marathon.
How tough was the Heartbreak Hill there?
Yeah, no, to me, the toughest part is the hills that precede Heartbreak Hill. And you're like, wait a minute, isn't Heartbreak yet? Wait, there's more coming? In your mind, you're thinking, what are we doing here? I haven't gotten to the hard part yet, and this seems really hard. Yeah. But it's fun. It's worth it. I would urge anyone who has even 1% of their body that wants to run the Boston Marathon or a marathon, do it. It's a very fulfilling four-month span of your life.
But like you said, you have to. You can't just go out there. You have to train.
It's a part-time job. It's a part-time job that takes over your life. There's a commitment. And now I was beholden to the program because I knew as a short, fat guy, I certainly couldn't just go out there and run it. I had to prepare.
Did you feel like after it that you needed to go to the ER and get an IV?
No, not really. I was really sore after the second one. I was more of a tradition, you know, being who I am and look at me. I wanted a beer and a burger, and that's what I did.
Okay. You know, that works too.
Yes.
That works. Hey, that's it. Hey, that's fine.
Never do you feel more that you've earned the ability to eat whatever the hell you want afterwards.
Yeah. 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 That's the marathon that that Wiggy runs every week. He does the beer and the burger.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
All right. 617-779-7937. You learn new things about your partner every week. All right. Let's go to Joe in Lincoln, who's up next on Mark and Hart. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
So good, Joe.
There's nothing to do with why I called, but I just heard a story about a guy ran a marathon on a treadmill, a prisoner. He ran the whole marathon on a treadmill.
That's tough. That's tough there. That's a long time on a treadmill.
I'm surprised that treadmill didn't, sort of break down.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, it didn't. Anyway, I called, if I have time, for 2 points. One's about
Antonio
Brown, but the main thing is about Brady Belichick. So here's what my theory. For many years, it's been Brady's team. The defense has, to put it politely, not been great. So it's been all about Brady. Me, me, me. And I'm making all these offensive guys look great, you know. And the three Super Bowls I lost were because the defense couldn't hold. And now, for the first time, it's the opposite. The defense is keeping the team afloat.
Yep.
And I'm sure, you know, Brady's, you know, please, please, sir, can I have some more receivers and an offensive lineman? And Belichick saying, ha-ha. Now see what it's like. No,
it's a little It's a, now Brady's better than Elway in 97 and 98 when Elway won back-to-back Super Bowls before he rode off into the sunset. But it's a little where the entire Broncos identity for 14 years was Elway. And then it became Terrell Davis, and, yep. And then the defense was really good too. So it changed a little bit, and you're seeing a little bit of a metamorphosis and a transformation here in New England where, yes, Tom Brady has always been that. But here's the thing. I still think that the Patriots can have a top five offense with the right guys, with weapons, and Brady can still be, it's not going to be Kansas City, but it could still be pretty great. And yet you also have a great defense that, you know, like against Buffalo, when you're, you know, 18 of 39 for a $150 and throwing picks in the end zone, still that win. You're going to win. Right. That, and that's the good thing to know that.
And don't you think deep in his heart, Belichick's a little happy to see Brady squirm with all that TB12 stuff and all that? I think he's kind of a little bit deep down happy, and Brady clearly is not happy, no. Even though they're winning.
Now, the thing that would be interesting, Joe, is the script totally flipped in that over the years, oftentimes by the end of the season, by Super Bowl time, the defense was better. The defense was pretty good. Will this offense be that slow starting but find its groove post-Thanksgiving type offense that the defense
has been? I suspect they will, because Brady's too much of a competitor to keep smoking like he's doing.
Right.
But can I talk about Antonio Brown just briefly?
Yes, please do.
I heard earlier that you guys were kind of saying, oh, well, you know, he's going to get another chance. He should get another chance. Lesson learned. Man, this guy is not, it's not a lesson learned thing. This guy is a despicable human being. I mean, I'm a sports lover, but, you know, you also do what the person is like matters something. It really does.
Yes.
And this guy, there's nothing that's indicated that he thinks of, and talk about really thinking me, that he has any clue that he's done anything wrong. And he's, what he did was reprehensible, I think.
Which thing was reprehensible?
Well, there's the last text, for sure.
Right.
The text where he's taking this woman who's got nothing and putting her, you know, her kids on, and sort of not threatening her exactly, but just totally.
Brad, let me ask you a question. And then now there is some talk that he allegedly committed sexual misconduct with this woman who was painting a mural of him. But let me ask you, no charges have been filed. He's not been convicted or arrested or with anything. Let me ask you this. What if Antonio Brown had to go to the airport and groped a female Uber driver? Would you think that that would be reprehensible?
What do you mean? Well, I think anybody groping anybody, especially somebody with such
Thank
power.
You. So how long do you think that person should be suspended for?
Well, the issue really is about athletes who have been able to get away with doing anything they want because they're so good.
Right. So let me ask, how long should a player who the NFL found enough evidence that person groped the female Uber driver, how long do you think that, if you were Roger Goodell, how long should you be suspended for?
Well, I think it would, if it was a pattern that he'd done, if it was a one-time offense, I don't know, a couple of games or something like that.
That's what they did. They did with Jameis Winston. But here's the thing about Jameis Winston. There has been patterns. And there was a thing, and going back to Florida State, thanks for the phone call, there was a thing at Florida State where he was accused of rape, and he got off, and the state attorney in Tallahassee said, we're going to let Jameis go back on the field and do what he does best and throwing touchdowns and win the Heisman. So they were all about FSU and keeping the program intact and keeping everything going, where I got to tell you, I don't know, but there was a preponderance of evidence against Jameis Winston, which he got off because, you know, again, when you were the face of college football, the face of Florida State, and you were contending for national championships for a few years, that you had to keep the program going. And that's exactly what the district attorney down in Tallahassee or Tallatrashy said about Jameis after when he announced that, you know, that he acquitted of the charge. So there was a repetitive pattern of behavior, and he got three games by the NFL. So I'm just trying to look at, you know, Antonio. Listen, like I said, you don't want Antonio Brown to date your daughter, your sister, your niece, your aunt, your mother, anybody, any female that you care about, or even females that you don't even know. You don't want him. You don't want him over for Thanksgiving. Do you want him on Sunday? Are there people in the league that have done things that like who have proven that the NFL has found like sort of the burden of proof, as they call it, in a court of law, that were more or as reprehensible as Antonio Brown that are still playing on Sunday.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you this, folks. Tomorrow morning when you wake up and you roll out of bed and you have your coffee from Cumberland Farms, sponsor, and you have your whatever kind of breakfast you like, it's steak and eggs or bacon or heart, whatever you eat. If you eat that, you eat real meals. You're
bacon.
Not one of those people.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say
bacon and waffles.
Okay, so when you turn on your telly tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning, you're going to watch a game from good old Cheerio London. And guess who's going to be starting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at quarterback? That guy who has had repeated issues of sexual assault or misconduct against women, Jameis Winston.
And by the way, you like to fixate on Jameis Winston, and I think that's in part due to your Florida roots in terms of football rivalries and followings. There's a guy on every NFL team. Every NFL team has a guy that's had in college, in high school, in the pros. You know, Ben Roethlisberger is certainly a poster boy. But
that's
every
right.
NFL team
that got
has
swept
these
underneath
guys.
The rug. You're right.
And it happens a lot. It happens all over the football world. Never mind, you know, big time football at Florida State or in the NFL. I think this happens at Division III schools, high schools, academies, whatever you want to call it. And you don't have to like it. I'm not telling you should like it or that it's right. But this is the reality of sports, football, communities, different things. This happens a lot. Things get swept under the rug. I mean, hell, the whole Me Too movement was all about this in different professions, right?
Yeah.
In entertainment and television and movies and all these things.
By the way, speaking of that, the thing that just came out in Ronan Farrow's new book being released about Matt Lauer allegedly raping a woman at NBC News. So that just came out this week.
Right.
That was the thing that's completely so. That's a whole other thing that's been opened up. No, I understand. It's not about Miami, Florida. Because here's the thing I'll tell you that I actually enjoyed and I actually liked watching, and I still do. And I thought when the Bucks were on the clock, I even said, who I kind of know a little bit, Brian Glazer, and I ran to him at the opening, the grand reopening of Goody Goody Burger in Tampa. I said, you guys made the right choice. You picked Jameis over Marcus Mariota. And he said to me, we weren't even like considering Marcus Mariota.
Well, they picked the better quarterback, but as it turns out, neither
not
was the
better
right
human
choice.
Being.
Or even the right choice, really. I mean,
like who knows? Now, he's having a good year under Bruce Arians, and the Bucs are playing well. They are playing pretty good. But let's just see. Let's see. Like, that's the thing that people here in Tampa, they don't know if they're going to be in the market for a new quarterback next year. All I'm saying is this, and you mentioned it. There are 32 teams out there, and there are guys who've done some deplorable things that, guess what? Nobody knows about. You know why? Because they've been swept underneath the rug. So let's just keep that in perspective in terms of when we talk about these guys. That's why, as you know as well as anything, when you cover sports long enough, as you and I have, you know, at first you get into the business and I'll admit I grew up and I was, you know, athletes were my idols. I loved Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden and Deion Sanders and, you know, all these guys. And then as you cover them, you realize that these guys are, you know, there's, and I'm not saying they're all bad. They're not. They're not all bad, but.
No, the bulk of them are actually good. The majority, I think, are good people. And good human beings do, for the most part, the right thing. I mean, we all make mistakes. We all do dumb things. But I think the majority of NFL players, football players, college athletes, student athletes are good people and do the right things. All I'm saying is there is also a big chunk at every level that do the wrong things. And because they're talented or because of the system or because of, you know, the program or the shield or whatever you want to call it, you know, it sort of gets swept under the rug. Or sometimes it isn't even swept under the rug. People know about it in the small world that is whatever that school's community. But then when the guy gets to the NFL, it's sort of swept under the rug and no one really remembers it and we move on.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because all I'm saying is this about Antonio Brown is that if it comes down to one guy, and I've obviously that's the most powerful man in the organization, Robert Kraft.
Yep.
If he decides that, you know what, you know, hey, I got a second chance after the whole Orchids of Asia gate, then maybe I should give. Now, remember, I'm talking about New England. In New England, the only, like, as a Patriot, or since he became a Patriot and since that moment, the only bad thing he's done is that text message. So this is sort of a, you give him the Bob Knight, zero tolerance policy. That you know, and I don't know if you can keep him off Instagram because he's a professional. He's a grown ass man. You like to say, hey, we would probably like you not to do, if you're going to do it, just be about the team and be about being in a good mood and not, you know, getting into it and, you know, saying this, that, and about the other. But I don't know if Robert Kraft, you know, will have that sort of epiphany and wake up tomorrow. And it didn't help the situation that Antonio Brown called out the massage parlor thing in a tweet.
Didn't help that, it. Didn't help it at all.
Yeah, I don't think, you know.
He deleted it, though, right? So it's gone. Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, because when you delete something,
it
never existed, right?
Nope.
Not that people have screenshots on their phones
long gone, hard to find.
No, of course not. All right, 617-779-7937. Now it is time for trending.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, we're going to give you the latest going on in the wide world of sports. The Red River Shootout down at the Texas State Fairgrounds in Big D. Well, guess who struck first? Jalen Hurts and the Boomer Oklahoma Sooners. I know good old JR Jim Ross must be happy about that one. Oklahoma taking early 7-0 lead, 7:51 there in the first. Georgia, number three team in the country, is up 3-0 on South Carolina. And Tom Brady's alma mater, Michigan, up 7-0 on the road against Illinois. Listen to this too, Hart.
Yeah.
Refs penalize all Sooners and Horns for a pregame rift.
That means that if any player gets an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in the game, he's ejected, right? Because that'll be his second of the day. If they all have one to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Let's continue
trending here with Andy Hart's edition because I think we are not giving this enough credence. I'm going to try this. I apologize in advance. Eliud Kipchoge breaks the 2-hour marathon barrier, 1:59:40. Unfortunately, it's not going to be recognized as a world record. I'm sure there's some wind thing or course thing or hills thing, but under two hours.
Why wouldn't be recognized as a world record if it is?
I just said I'm not sure exactly why. I can't find it in the story, but Eliud Kipchoge, under 2-hour marathon. I think it's ridiculous, and it needs more attention.
No, that's great. That's true. And you cannot say enough about anybody to do a marathon, period. But to do it under 2 hours. Can you compute, and this is way above it, how fast do you think he was running in those 2 hours to do 26 miles in less than 2 hours?
I think it was 12 and a half miles an hour or something.
12 and a half? Wow.
I think that's the number.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It's silly.
Wow, that is sick.
He's doing things that the human body probably shouldn't do. They say marathons like football takes years off your life.
Well, yeah, Eliud, let me tell you something, man. Whatever you want, the world is yours, dude. Yankees Astros open up the ALCS tonight down in Houston. Masahiro Tanaka taking the bump for the Yanks, and he will pose Zach Greinke coming off a horrible loss when he got shelled against the Rays. Nats beat the Cardinals last night, game two today at 4:00, and the Bruins take on the winless New Jersey Devils tonight, looking to bounce back after their loss against the Colorado Avalanche on Thursday. That's what's trending. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937, to Mark and Art.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937. One of the things that it's sort of, to get into this, which the Pittsburgh Steelers signing a undrafted free agent from Samford, which is a small school in the state of Alabama named Devlin Hodges. Never heard of the guy. I watched college. I never even knew he existed. And Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio wrote an article about this, about how Colin Kaepernick, it's just another reminder of Colin Kaepernick and how he's been blackballed by the NFL. Now, I've said this, and I, believe me, am no member of the Colin Kaepernick fan club whatsoever. He has been blackballed. But when you have a $10 billion plus a year entity like the National Football League and growing, and you have some of the most powerful billionaire boys club in the world, and these guys who are owners, that they know that bringing in a guy like Colin Kaepernick, they're going to have CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC World News, CBS World News, NBC World News, all on their front doorstep, probably for an entire season. They don't want the backup quarterback getting more attention than the starting quarterback, or maybe even a guy who would be the starting quarterback like Colin Kaepernick if he became a member of the Steelers. They don't want that happening. So that Colin Kaepernick, he can go and he can play the role of the martyr, but he chose this. I don't think he knew the ultimate residual consequences that would come about with him deciding to kneel and starting this movement and everything. And it is what it is. Is it fair? No, but neither is life. And right. Speaking of another Colin, I'll never forget Colin Coward said this one time on his show when he was back on ESPN. He said, you know what? There are babies who die in the delivery room, and there are serial killers who live to be over 100. It's life. It's unfair.
Right.
I don't know why anything. And the thing is that he is being blackballed. Do I believe that Colin Kaepernick is one of the top, well, the last time I saw him, was one of the top 50 guys that could play quarterback in the world? Sure. Yeah, he deserved the job in the NFL, at the very least, at being a high-paid backup like Teddy Bridgewater.
But
sure,
he doesn't deserve that. And it's it's not much different than the conversation we're having with Antonio Brown right now. You weigh the pros and you weigh the cons. Antonio Brown?
No, it is different because Antonio Brown can play.
No, that's my point. Can you let me speak? Why are you getting interrupted?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Make your point.
You weigh the pros and the cons. Antonio Brown is universally considered, if not the best receiver in football, one of the top three. If Colin Kaepernick were universally considered the best quarterback in football, I think there's a chance he'd be playing right now because it's a business decision. And you could weigh it and say, listen, I'm going to piss people off. I'm going to get some attention. I'm going to lose some money in some areas from some fans. But I'm also going to win a lot of football games, and I'm going to go to the playoffs, and I might go to the Super Bowl, and I'm going to have solid business additions to my portfolio. And that's what they all weigh. Because I don't think this is a case of collusion. I think it's a case of 32 individual teams, or whichever teams might be in consideration or need of a quarterback, 15 teams, whatever it is, reaching the same decision individually, where they weigh the pros, they weigh the cons, they weigh the player against the baggage and say,
that's it.
It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. If he were Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, you think if Patrick Mahomes took a knee tomorrow, he's out of the league?
No.
Ridiculous.
No.
Why? Because he's that damn good. The better you are, the more you get away with in all walks of life.
But the one thing that I will say is that I believe that Antonio Brown, at the end of the day, in terms of production on Sunday, on one side of the ledger, with the liabilities of his off-the-field issues, I still, going to go measuring, just pros versus cons, I still think with Antonio Brown, the pros outweigh the cons. Now, for Colin Kaepernick, you know, you're the face. You're the face of kneeling for the national anthem, and people look at you. And listen, at the end of the day, if you go down any street in America, if you go down, you know, Boylston and Commonwealth, you walk down Broadway in Manhattan or Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills and all those superficial, pretentious, bougie people, wherever you go, Ocean Drive down in Miami, if you say the name Colin Kaepernick, the first thing that people are going to think of is that, oh, yeah, he kneeled against the national anthem. And a lot of people will look at him, and I guarantee you that they're going to say, yeah, he hates America. And that ultimately is what's costing him an opportunity in the league, that he is looked at as someone who doesn't respect law enforcement. He wore pigs on his socks, you know, dressed cops to show, you know, he wore obviously the whole thing wearing a Fidel Castro T-shirt, but he doesn't like America. Do you think any of these 32 owners are going to put their bottom dollar, their bottom line, which is the almighty dollar, on the line for a guy that the last time he was on the field lost his starting job to a dude who looks like Sunshine from Remember the Titans and Blaine Gabbert, a guy who, if I'm not mistaken, and Colin Kaepernick, I think he's 3-16 in his last 19 games and starting in the NFL in his last two seasons, has a 59% completion percentage. Now, granted, did he actually put the 49ers in a position to win a Super Bowl? Yeah.
Yep.
He did. And if it wasn't for his defense, just like happened to Kurt Warner with the Rams and the Cardinals, happened with Tom Brady, if it wasn't for his defense, yes, he should have won a Super Bowl that year. But at the end of the day, like, they don't want anything. They don't. Dude, Colin Kaepernick, like, I'm not even giving a nickname here. Hey, he's toxic. They don't want to, like, NFL owners aren't going to touch that because they know what's going to come with it. Now, I'll say this. He'd probably have the hottest number one selling jersey in the NFL of any team he went to. I wouldn't, seriously, over Brady, Mahomes, Wilson, Rodgers, you name it. He probably would. But that doesn't make up for the three-ring circus that's going to come to town, that people who are going to protest and people are going to, you know, it's too much. It's just too much.
And we have a call that wants to talk about him, right?
All right, yep. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Doug in West Springfield. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you? I mean, it's all about protecting the brand, right, in the NFL. So it's the same thing we see now with the NBA. And I was just telling your screener that Jason Whitlock had an excellent piece. I think it was on Tucker Carlson last night about how the whole Chinese thing, right? Now you got the NBA telling fans what they can and cannot wear to games.
I know.
And everybody just turning the other way.
And by the way, hey, Doug, where did this all start? This all started from a tweet from the Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey. And they're saying that the way it's going right now, this could cost the entire NBA billions of dollars.
$4 billion.
If you listen to Jason Whitlock's piece, because he talks about it being Nike is really controlling the strings over the NBA, because the NBA is $16 billion or something like that, but Nike's $160 billion. It's a really interesting piece in theory about the whole, you know, what was TTPA? Is that what it's called? I might be wrong with that. But of how Obama went to Nike, it wasn't coincidental to sign that and get behind it and be all that. And they want part of that Chinese market. So they sit there. It's like everybody has at work. You got to sit down and shut your mouth because there's only so many things you can say at work. And you know, too, you guys are in the same boat. Everybody is.
Everybody is. Everybody has a boss, and everybody has morals until it costs them their job or their money.
I find it shocking in the NBA. They are going to tell fans what they can and cannot wear. And they're not wearing offensive swearing things on their shirts. But they're telling you. But you know what? You don't hear many people in sports talking about it. Like, fans should be, you know what? Fans should all promote, you know, Hong Kong shirts to all the NBA games. They really should. And then see what the NBA would do. Are you going to take 100 people out?
Right.
You're going to take 100 people out and tell them.
What if thousands of people did it?
Right, have play in an empty arena.
I mean. But just start with a couple hundred. And someone should start a movement, because I think it'd be interesting to call their bluff. Where do you really stand?
Well, here's the weird thing too. Thanks for the phone. Good phone call, Doug.
Yeah.
One of the things that's interesting about this is that Daryl Morey sends out a tweet, and the NBA, and to Adam Silver's credit, He said the NBA is sort of, we are predicated on free speech for all individuals, including players, coaches, executives, general managers, presidents, owners, et cetera, et cetera. And now that tweet's going to cost you, quote, $4 billion. And now, of course, as we know, in this world we live in, oh, it was deleted. No, no, it's never deleted.
No, tweet, it was deleted. AB said it was all deleted. It's fine. That's how it works on there. Right.
You understand, a tweet, like I always say this about Twitter, right, which is it's a loaded gun. Think about a tweet, or if you post something on Instagram or Snapchat, but especially on Twitter. I do this because we have Twitter. I don't tweet much anymore. It's a loaded gun,
oh, yeah.
And it's a text to the world. And you might think that, oh, you can delete it. No. You're going to have some followers, and they'll screen cap it, and right. It'll never truly be deleted. Now, imagine one thing. To cost your organization thousands of dollars, that's a lot. Some season ticket holders, okay, that's a lot. Imagine millions of dollars. Now, imagine you're the league that you work in, $4 billion of business. Now, that tweet could cost the NBA that, you're talking a quarter of their earnings, which is $16 billion a year. Can you imagine that?
I can't. And I can't imagine what he thought once he realized the blowback was coming and how serious a deal this was. But it's just a bigger picture issue, as I think Doug was the last caller. We all deal with this, right? When you become a net negative, there's a problem. When you're a net positive for your company, whatever, your industry, your team, that's when you are a successful employee. When you're a net negative, now you're in trouble. But the call I want you to go to is Brad in San Diego, our favorite supporter. And you skipped over him, so let's go to Brad in San Diego.
Okay, go ahead, Brad. What's up, Brad?
Mark and Hot.
What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. It's been a while since I talked to you. And the last time I had to cut out because I had stuff going on here at work.
But well, plus our terrible host kept you on hold for like an hour and a half the last time. Terrible host.
Yeah, I was like, you went over 100 minutes by a lot.
You got the floor,
so what
Brad,
do you got, Brad?
Right on. Kaepernick. I definitely see, was it Florio who brought it up?
Yeah, he brought it up, yep.
I can see his point. I honestly understand everything, and I like the way you guys rolled it out. You laid everything out, answered a lot of my questions. But I can see Tomlin going to bat for Cap. The Steelers could definitely use him. Not that I want to help them.
Interesting.
But
interesting. By the way, they actually, can I, and I know Andy has this issue with this team, with the word need when it comes to Antonio Brown, which I think it's just semantics, but the Steelers really need a guy like Colin Kaepernick. I don't know if there's anybody else they need him. They do need him.
Yeah.
And you got Devlin Hodges, who that, like, come on.
And it's an interesting team. It's an interesting team you bring up, Brad, because the obvious on-field need is there. When you have a guy called Devlin Hodges playing quarterback for you, but then you marry it with, not only do they have an African-American head coach, but the Rooney Rule stems from the Rooney family in terms of trying to advance minority candidates in the coaching realm. And this is obviously a minority candidate looking for a job, but also the entire issue that goes with him would certainly fall in line to some degree with the Rooney family's work off the field.
Right. And they carry the clout. They got six titles. They're right there with the Pats. They were there before the Pats.
But how would this play in? How would this play
that's
in Pittsburgh?
There you
how would
go.
This play in Pennsylvania?
That's it in Western PA. That's it.
Yeah,
you know that's the only thing. Go ahead, Brad.
Especially with the loss of AB and Le'Veon Bell. I know that kind of complicates things, but
there would be people burning terrible towels, right?
There
would be those little ceremonies. Call the local news. We're going to have a big party in my backyard. Burning terrible towels.
Yeah. Hey, Brad, listen, we're up against it. Appreciate the phone call. The one thing I'm going to say, though, about this, though, is that you're talking blue collar.
Yep.
They're steel miners in Western PA. You think they're going to want some guy who disrespected the national anthem, law enforcement, and is perceived that he also disrespected not only the country, but the military? You think they're going to want this guy as the quarterback of their Steelers? Do you really?
No, I don't. But I think the family might, as Brad sort of alluded to, maybe they have the morals, the cachet, the desires to take on this charge, to take on this opportunity. Now, do I think it's going to happen? No. I think he's done. And I think
he's done.
His people realize it. Yeah. Did you see he put out, I don't know if you read it, they put out a press release this week from his legal team, from his PR team, sort of just answering any questions, narratives, false narratives they think that are out there, really detailed it in like a 2-page document, because I feel like they are aware that the door has pretty much closed on him and people have moved on. It's not even really a hot button topic anymore on any level, anywhere, whether it's the sports world, whether it's the political world. It's sort of Colin Kaepernick is sort of the forgotten man now.
Yes, he has been. Hey, by the way, coming up in an hour and 10 minutes after us from 2 to 5 on WEI will be the debut show of Fitzy and Gilroy. So
love
stay
it.
Tuned for that. In the meantime, we'll get back to your phone calls on the other side right here on Mark and Hart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Mark and Hart, 3 hours down and one to go. Now, it's interesting with the Patriots playing on Thursday night that, you know, now tomorrow you can just kind of sit back. You're the only, you know, you're undefeated. Oh, I guess now would be a good time. Can we get some NFL music here, Joe? Just give me some whatever NFL music you got on hand, because I'm going to give you my Bet Your Kids Future College Tuition Pick of the Week, which is, you know, this is the month of Locktober. You call it October. I call it Locktober. I gave you the Saints last week -3. So
can I call this the Trick or Treat Pick of the Week? Because I think there's a chance this one goes ugly. You've been really, really feeling yourself.
The Joker pick of
the
week.
The Joker pick of the Joker pick of the week.
You got Batman in Miami or down in Florida, and you got the Joker right here.
The incel pick of the week.
Yeah, the Joker. All right. All right. So right now, this line, you just look at it in so many areas and it's like it just sticks out to you. The odds makers will do this. They will give you a line because they put it out there and they're baiting people to take the underdog, and they look at it from a layman standpoint. So it comes down to the San Francisco 49ers and the LA Rams. The Niners are a 3-point underdog and they're the only other undefeated team besides the Patriots. They're 4-0. Coming off a great win the other night, they shut down the Cleveland Browns. Didn't score a touchdown. 31-3 on Monday Night Football. Meanwhile, here come the Rams. The Rams have lost 2 in a row. Oh, the Rams haven't looked good at all. They gave up 52 points to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. But they're coming off a bye.
The Buccaneers, am I right?
They're coming off a bye, and they've never lost 3 in a row under Sean McVay. They're a 3-point favorite. So Vegas is baiting Joe Q Public with his $50 ticket to go up to the Palm Sportsbook in Vegas. Oh, man, the Niners are undefeated. They're getting points. I'm going to take them. No. The Rams will win. The Rams will cover tomorrow. Now, I know their offensive line has been a little banged up, and Todd Gurley's not the Todd Gurley that we've seen because he's got those left knee issues, but they're coming off a bye, which gives McVay, and not to mention back-to-back losses to Teddy Bridgewater and Jameis Winston at home, okay? They're also going to be at home tomorrow. They will win. They will cover. They're probably going to win by double digits tomorrow. Take the Rams. But I'm not done there yet, Hart.
Oh,
I got one more.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Yes, thank you.
And for this, you just pay a separate shipping and handling. There'll be no fee.
I mentioned Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, man. Saints look good, right? Minus the points. So my picks of the week are the Rams -3, the Jags -2.5. You're welcome. Thank me later.
One note on the Jags game. I believe they're handing out like 50,000 mustaches to everybody who comes to the game.
That's right. That's
big giveaway.
Hey, Locktober. I could tell you this. Locktober, Hart. Locktober, baby. I could tell you this, too. the Jags owner, Shad Khan, his son, Tony Khan.
The new wrestler, AEW.
Oh, AEW's looking pretty good, dude. It's looking pretty good. I tell you, the old man, the American dream himself, Dusty Rhodes, looking down from heaven, very proud of his son, Cody, who's doing a great job with that promotion. Much better than, oh, did you see this thing the other night? I'm sure you didn't. Last night, WWE does this fake draft.
I was actually watching some of it, yeah, with the war rooms for USA TV and Fox and all that. Yeah, it wasn't.
God, that was so bad.
It was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and it was unnatural, monotonous, and unoriginal. It was so bad, really bad. So there you go. We got the Rams and we got the Jags tomorrow, minus the point. You're welcome. Now you can call. I know. Next week, Andy Hart will be the first person to call me out if I lose.
Correct. You'll be the first person to pat yourself on your back if you win.
Correct. You got it.
Perfect.
3 hours down, one to go. 617-779-7937. Mark and Hart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.